Israelis increasingly are nervous about the prospect of a U.S. invasion of Iraq. Many fear a repeat of the 1991 Gulf War, when Saddam Hussein's forces launched more than 36 Scud missiles at Israeli cities. More than half of those Scuds slammed into the Tel Aviv suburb of Ramat Gan, where several key government offices are located. Ramat Gan's residents are making preparations for a new attack. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Just thinking about the possibility of another Iraqi missile attack on Israel makes Tzvia Halachmi cry. It reminds me of what I went through, she said. It brings it all back. I can't even talk about it. Tzvia and her husband Ezra were visiting her sister-in-law's apartment in this upper-middle-class neighborhood one evening in the winter of 1991 when the Iraqi missile struck. Tzvia was slightly hurt. Her husband Ezra was taken to the hospital in critical condition after he was buried under the rubble of the apartment building. Today, 12 years later, Ezra still goes to physical therapy and can't work. He has no doubts what he will do if a war breaks out again.
For sure, I cannot stay in home in this place. It's for sure. I gonna leave this place. I don't know where, but for sure I don't stay here. Because I afraid, and my wife, she afraid to my children. Nobody want to stay here.
Tzvia has stockpiled water and bought plastic sheeting to seal off a room if necessary. But she says she has already told her sister, who lives in a farming community in southern Israel, to expect her. As soon as I hear on the radio or TV, even if it's the middle of the night, I'm leaving for my sister, she said. During the 1991 war, the mayor of Tel Aviv labeled those who left their homes for safer areas in Israel as deserters. This time, the municipality of Ramat Gan has issued a booklet urging residents to leave the area if an Iraqi attack on Israel seems imminent. Ramat Gan is located near the defense ministry and the intelligence headquarters and therefore a likely target. The booklet says that anyone who does not have relatives in other parts of Israel can register with the city to be evacuated to Kiryat Gat in southern Israel. A spokesman for the municipality says more than 2,000 families have done so. Amid increasing fears of a new Gulf War, Israelis are being given gas masks that officials promise will protect them against a possible Iraqi chemical attack. Israelis have also been told to buy nylon sheeting and duct tape and to stockpile food for 2 weeks. But Nathaniel Laor, the director of the Cohen Harris Center for Trauma in Tel Aviv, says many Israelis have ignored this advice.
The community at large is partly denying still, and partly is deeply concerned. If you look at the behavior, I would say only a third prepared sealed rooms. We are waiting.
He says Israelis have learned to live with a certain level of stress over the past 2.5 years of conflict with the Palestinians. But with the threat of a new war in Iraq, Laor says some Israelis are now showing signs of post-traumatic stress disorder.
People feel it tense. I can't sleep at night. They want to move. They cry easily. Can't watch TV. They get irritable, get angry. And some of them have real flashbacks.
Tzvia and Ezra Halachmi exhibit many of these symptoms. She complains of recurring nightmares. He says he frequently has to resort to sleeping pills. And whatever happens, both say, they have no intention of staying here through another Iraqi missile attack. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramat Gan.